Namaste, my dears. Welcome to episode 27 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. I am sending you, each and every one of you, so much love and peace today. Today's episode is a short class, level 2, and this class comes to you at the suggestion of one of our wonderful listeners, one of my real life students too, named Peggy. Thank you, Peggy, so much for your support and for your feedback for the show. You may notice that this episode moves more quickly through poses. If you are looking for a longer practice, please explore the library of previous podcasts that I have on iTunes or at sunroseyoga.com. You can also view photos of the postures at sunroseyoga.com. Love to each and every one of you. I thank you for your emails, your calls, your donations. Your love for yoga makes this podcast possible. Please get in touch. Email sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Send me a voicemail at 503-523-2599. Or follow me on Twitter. I'm Yogini in the Hood. Blessings. Namaste.
All right, well, let's begin today by coming to Vajrasana, Thunderbolt Pose, where you are sitting on your heels. Now, if it's more comfortable, place a block between the feet or a pillow between the feet or a blanket between the feet. And once you have made your way to Vajrasana, allow the eyes to close. Feel the tailbone scoop down, connect with the earth. And as you breathe in, begin to feel the spine lengthen. Feel this lengthening originate at the base of the spine, moving up the mid and upper back. Extending out beyond the crown of the head. Now bring the hands to your heart center and expand with your in-breath. Fill yourself completely with prana, with life force. Exhale completely. As you exhale, connect with your own purpose for this practice. What brings you to the mat? And we'll begin today just by chanting the word Om 3 times. We'll take in a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. And in. Release the hands, lift the head, lift the focus. Make your way to table, Chakravakasana, hands and knees. Take in a breath here, feel the lower part of the spine scoop in just a bit, feel the back of the neck lengthen. With your next exhalation, let the hips drop back, rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana, devotional pose. As you inhale, let your in-breath guide you back to table, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll let our inhalation guide us back again to table. Follow your own breath here. Let your exhalation bring your seat back to your heels in Bhaktasana. Devotional. Inhale, lengthen yourself back to table. And exhale, curl the toes, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. One more time through, let's inhale our knees back down to the earth, to table. Exhale, rock the hips back, rest the bum on the heels in Bhaktasana. Gently inhale yourself back to table. And exhale yourself to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking a breath here. Feel the spine lengthen with each breath in. Feel the inner thighs press back toward the wall behind you with each breath out. In downward facing dog, our gaze is either at our heart center or between the feet. Let your gaze steady the mind. Let's bring the feet together at the back of the mat, and as you inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, lengthen all the way out through your tippy toes. Bend that knee, peel the right hip open, and gaze underneath the right armpit here in Ikkapada Adho Mukha Svanasana. Feel yourself lengthening from that outer pinky finger to your outer pinky toe. Let your breath soften through the ribs. One more in-breath here. And as you exhale, release the right foot down toward earth. With your next breath in, let's sweep the left leg up toward the sky. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. Feel the mid-back lengthen. Bend the left knee. Peel the hip open. Gaze underneath the left shoulder. Connect to your body. Connect where your body is in this moment to your intention, to your purpose for this practice. One more breath here. And as you exhale, release that left foot back down toward earth. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, press the inner thighs back behind you. Inhale yourself to to plank, top of a push-up. Shoulders over wrists, weight is being supported by the bones in your arm. As you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Connect your hands with the earth, and as you inhale, pull yourself back up to nice gentle cobra, forward and up with the chest, relax the low back. Exhale, release back down to earth. Inhale, rock the hips back to Bhaktasana. Exhale, curl the toes, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. We'll inhale ourselves back to plank. This time as you exhale, you can either lower knees, belly, chest, or with those elbows close into your side, stay on your toes and lower down to your low push-up, Chaturanga Dandasana. Shoulders are still above the elbows. Don't let them dip. Inhale, pull yourself forward and up, either to Bhujangasana, Cobra, or Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, Upward Facing Dog. Lift through the heart. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to Downward Facing Dog. Beautiful. Okay, one more time through that sequence. We'll inhale ourselves back to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or come to Chaturanga Dandasana, your four limbs stacked. Pose. Inhale, pull yourself forward and up. Knees are lifting if you're an upward facing dog. Thighs are lifting if you're an upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Exhale, step the left foot forward to Uttanasana, standing forward fold. So let's bend the knees deeply, gaze forward and flatten out the back. Monkey. As you exhale, straighten the legs, let the crown of the head drop down toward earth to Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale, make your way back to monkey. Bend the knees, gaze forward, flatten out the back. Exhale, downward facing dog. Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale to monkey, bend the knees, flatten out the back. Exhale, Uttanasana, forward fold. Good, release the crown of the head toward earth. Now with the next breath in, let's make sure the feet are close together. Root down through the feet, bend the knees deeply, drop your bum, Sweep the arms around and up, come into Utkatasana. Literally fierce. In my class, we call this lightning bolts, though, because of the energy that we're creating in the tops of the thighs and the shape our bodies make. Kind of like an illustration of a lightning bolt. So let the seat sink low. Let your tailbone root down to the floor, and that means maybe scooping the tailbone under. Come into your legs. Come into your feet. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. The heart is lifting, the collarbones spreading, the shoulder blades drawing down the back. And let's take one more breath in here. As you exhale, fold all the way forward, Uttanasana. As you inhale, root down through your feet, rise all the way up, sweep the arms up, lift up through your chest, and exhale the hands to the heart. Now with your in-breath, step your right foot back about one leg's length from your left foot. And turn those right toes out maybe 45 degrees so that the heel of your left foot bisects the arch of your right. Your hips are facing the long side of your mat. So place your hands on your hips and just see where they are in space. Take in a breath here. As you exhale, bend the left knee. Keep the right leg straight and strong. Extend the arms out to T, Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. We'll breathe here. As you inhale, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, press into the outer edges of the feet. As you inhale, scoop the tailbone under. And as you exhale, soften the face. As you inhale, lengthen from seat to crown. As you exhale, soften, soften, soften. As you inhale, bend the left elbow, drop that left forearm to the top of the left thigh, and as you exhale, sweep the right arm up and overhead to come into Uttita Parsvakonasana. Reach toward the front of the room with that right hand. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Still scooping the tailbone under, spinning the heart to face the sky. Now as you inhale, root down through your feet, rise back up to Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. Exhale, sink deeper into your pose. Inhale, reach the left arm forward just a little bit, and then release the right hand back to the right leg. Maybe the thigh, maybe the calf. Extend that left arm up toward the sky. Spin the palm to face the back of the room, coming into reverse warrior, exalted warrior. Now come into your inner thighs. We're drawing the inner thighs, we're drawing the inner legs in toward the midline of the body as we continue to press out into the outer edges of the feet. Okay, let's inhale, come back to warrior two. Exhale, straighten the left leg. Good. Take in a breath here, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, reach the left hand all the way toward the front of the room, keeping the hips nice and shifted. Exhale, release the left hand down, extend the right arm up toward the sky, Trikonasana. Legs are straight and strong, although taking a micro bend of the knees is helpful if you tend to hyperextend. Good, heart is still spinning up. Lengthening from seat to crown. Connect with the feet. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left from the mat. As you inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead. And as you exhale, sink back into Utkatasana. Bend the knees, drop the tush low, scoop the tailbone, and spread your heart, spread your collarbone. Now inhale the hands to the heart. Exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. Keep that tush low. Lengthen from seat to crown. So maybe take a nice little arch in the low back to increase your twist just a touch. Lengthening with each breath in. Connecting to the four corners of the feet with each breath out. Now if you like, spread your wings. Extend that right hand up toward the sky. Extend that left hand down towards earth. Continue to spread your collarbones. Feel the heart lift. And continue to lengthen through the spine. Feeling that fire in the legs. Let's inhale back to center. Exhale, twist left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Knees are pressing together. Feet are pressing together. Spread your wings if you like. Lengthen from seat to crown. Connect to the breath. Inhale back to center. Exhale, fold forward deeply. Uttanasana. You've got tension in the hamstrings or the low back. Take a nice bend of the knees. As you inhale, root down through your feet. Rise all the way up. Sweep up. And exhale your hands to your heart. As you inhale, step the left foot back. One leg length back from the right. Turn the toes out 90 degrees. Inhale the arms up to T and exhale. Warrior two, right knee is bent, left leg is straight and strong. Again, we're drawing energy in toward the midline through your inner leg. Just feel those inner thighs draw in. And as you exhale, press out through the outer edges of the feet, through the outer thighs. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, sink into the pose. Inhale, scoop the tailbone. And as you exhale, make your wingspan just a little bit longer. Inhale, bend the right elbow, drop the right arm to the top of the right thigh, and exhale, sweep that left arm up and overhead. Uttita Parsva Konasana, breathing here. Scoop the tailbone, spin the heart up, connect. Be with your body. Be with your breath. Be with your purpose. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up. Inhale, reach to the front of the room just a little bit, and then release that left hand back to the left leg. Reverse warrior, spin the right hand to face the back of the room, connect. Come in to your legs. Draw the inner legs in and up toward your heart. Connect with your heart energy. Exhale, press out. One more breath here. And exhale back to warrior two. Inhale, straighten the right leg. And exhale, let your right arm just slide forward. Release it down to the leg or to the earth. Extend the left hand up, coming into Trikonasana. Straight and strong legs. Lengthening from your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. Feel the space between your ribs. Feel the space between your vertebrae. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up. Exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. So now at the top of our mat, let's shift our weight into the right foot. Maybe spread the toes, connect with the earth. Lift the left leg straight up, cross it up and over top of the right leg. Tuck the left toes behind the right calf, coming into eagle legs, Garudasana. Arms come out to T. Bend the elbows, draw the arms toward each other. Rest the right elbow in the crook of the left arm and wind the hands around. So with the in-breath, we lift up through the heart. And with the out-breath, we sink down in the back of the body. Sink down into the shoulders. Sink down into the shoulder blades. Sink down into the hips. Meanwhile, the heart is lifting, the collarbone is spreading. And this creates some beautiful tension in the body. Taking a breath here. And as you exhale, keeping the arms where they are, let's unwind the legs. Step that left leg back, turn the toes out, and make your legs into warrior one legs. Virabhadrasana one leg. So right leg bends, left leg is straight and strong, hips square to the front of the mat. Arms are still comfortably contorted. So the heart lifts, and then we sink into the back of the body. And now with the next in-breath, let's unwind the arms and straighten the right leg. Inhale the arms way up overhead. Exhale, reach forward and down to the earth. We're coming to Parsvottanasana. So the spine is long. This is not a rounding of the back. We're lengthening from seat to crown. Hips stay square. If you need to move your legs around, maybe move that left leg out to the left or turn the toes in a different way, do that. We're lengthening with each breath in. We're coming into the backs of the legs with each breath out. Place the left hand either on the floor by your big toe or onto a block. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Still lengthen the spine. Now shift your weight and, shift your gaze to the right. Begin to open up the shoulder. So we're stacking the right shoulder on top of the left. Maybe extend the right arm up toward the sky, coming to Parivrita Trikonasana. We'll breathe here. Our inner thighs are firing. We're pressing into the outer edges of the feet. Feel your arches lift here. Let's not let those guys collapse. Release the right hand back to the hip. Shift your gaze back to your right big toe. Now release the right hand to the earth. As you inhale, root down through the feet, rise all the way up, lift up. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, release the arm. We'll come into our left leg, maybe lift the toes and spread it. Shift the weight into that foot. Pick up the right leg, cross the leg over top of the knee, tuck the toes behind the left calf. Bring the arms out to T, bend at the elbows. Draw the arms toward each other. Rest the left elbow in the crook of the right arm and rise up. Garudasana, protecting the top of a mountain from erupting the top of an active volcano. So use all of your strength to protect what you're on top of here. So we're strong through the legs. We're lifting through the heart. We're taking up as much space as we can. Let's unwind and step the right leg back, coming into Virabhadrasana, one leg. Left knee is bent, right leg is straight and strong. Heart lifts up, press into the outer edge of the right foot. Hips square to the front of the mat, and breathe. Good, now with your in-breath, let's straighten the left leg, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, reach forward. Lengthen and release the hands down either toward your shin or toward the earth, but lengthen the back. There's no need to come all the way down to the floor if our back is all rounded. And one way you can check on this is maybe place one hand on your mid-back and see if we're talking about a flat back or a rounded back. Just take a moment there. Now release the right hand down towards earth or to a block. And bring the left hand to the left hip. Shift the gaze to the left. Lengthen out through the base of the spine. Lengthen out through the crown of the head. You can bring that hand either to the inside or the outside edge of the left foot. Whatever works best for you. And wherever your hips will stay fixed, extend the left hand up towards the sky. Stack the left shoulder on top of the right. Beautiful. Parivrita Trikonasana. Revolve triangle. Now release that left hand back to the left hip. Shift the gaze down toward the floor. Beautiful. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up. Sweep the arms up. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left. Inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, dive forward. Now from here, let's turn the toes out. So your heels go together, your toes are pointed out. And let's begin to really round the back. So draw your navel in toward your spine and give yourself a little bit of a hunchback. Now bend your knees a little bit. Shift your weight into your hands a little bit. And round the back, draw the belly in. We'll bend the knees a little bit more so that it becomes comfortable to place the knees on the back side of the bicep. Let's keep the arms just comfortably bent here. If you are a pro at Vakasana, praying pose, you can keep them straight, but for now let's just keep them a little bit bent. And so we'll continue this movement of bending, shifting the weight into the hands and drawing the belly up and rounding the back. Coming up onto our tippy toes, shifting the weight further forward, rounding deeper. Shifting so that most of the weight is now in the hands and the toes maybe still on the floor, maybe they're lifted. Rounding deeply, gazing out beyond the fingertips just a little bit in Bakasana, crane pose. Playing with this posture. Come back into your feet. Lower your seat down to the earth and come onto your back. Press the palms into the floor as you extend the legs up toward the sky. Press your palms into the floor as you hoist your feet behind the head and hoist your hips up over the shoulders, bringing the palms of your hands to your low back, extending the legs one at a time up to the sky for Sarvangasana. We're taking a few breaths here. Breathing into the deepest parts of the lungs. Recirculating our energy, recirculating our prana. Giving new perspective on our day. And let the feet drop back behind the head, coming into Halasana. Spine is still long here, spine is still straight. If the spine won't stay straight, then add a chair behind the feet so you can support the hamstrings, support the back here. Begin to turn your attention within. If you like, you can release the hands to the earth behind you or clasp hands behind you. Folding deeper into ourselves. And then releasing the hands to the earth with the palms facing down. Let's just lower ourselves back to our back and roll down onto the back one vertebrae at a time. Slowly. Use your belly. And then slowly release the legs. We'll lower the legs all the way to the earth using the strength of our belly. Let's go slow here. Let's count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower. Let the elbows into the earth and come up onto your forearms. Lift up to the heart. Let the head drop back, coming into Matsyasana, fish pose, where the heart lifts. We release any tension in the cervical spine. Press the elbows into the floor, lift the head, lift the focus. Gaze at the toes. And now come all the way down onto your back and draw your knees into your belly. Inhale, really hug those knees closely into the belly. Exhale, lift the head. Inhale, release the head. And exhale, release your grasp on the knee. Hug the knees into the chest and just rock from side to side. And let's bring ourselves back up onto our seat. So bend the knees, bring the soles of the feet to the floor. Connect your seat with the floor, and then bring your hands back behind you so that your fingertips are pointing towards your bum. Connect your feet to the floor, and as you inhale, lift your bum up off the floor. Bring yourself into reverse table, so reverse Chakravakasana. Look at your belly, and then let the head drop back. It's comfortable on your neck. Once you are here, relax the muscles in your bum. Filling up completely. Exhale, lower the seat all the way down to the floor. Good. lower the upper body down to the floor, and again, hug the knees into the chest. And now grab the big toe or the inner arch of the foot, bringing yourself into happy baby. So take the knees nice and wide, and just begin to rock from side to side. Releasing any tension that might still exist in the body. Good, now bring the feet to the floor. Bring the feet together, bending the knees. Extend the arms out to T, lengthen. As you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right toward the floor, keeping the shoulder blades on the earth. Shift the gaze to the left. Inhale yourself back to center. Exhale, let the knees fall to the left. Shift the gaze to the right. Pushing the shoulder blades down. Just feeling gravity take over here. Inhale yourself back to center. And make any last adjustments to your body. Maybe rocking from side to side. And then bring yourself to a comfortable position on your back, where your legs are completely extended. Or your palms turn your face up, or the eyes closed. Surrender to gravity here. Come to a place of real muscle, zero effort. And you turn through the breath.